Back here, wool. Is it back? Last week, the Associate Agriculture Minister was at a Congress in Adelaide promoting our wool. Now he's reopened the world's largest wool processing facility in Napier following a $50 million rebuild. The facility scours, by the way, 80% of our wool each year. Mark Patterson is with us. Mark, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
I must say, I watch Parliament a bit and I'm admiring your advocacy for the wool sector. Are you winning? Are you gaining ground? You're getting traction?
Well, we are going to win. Yeah, there's a big global trend back towards natural fibres, and I think there's huge opportunity here for New Zealand to be at the forefront of that swing, and we fully intend to be.
What did you tell them in Australia? Same sort of story, and where are they at?
Well, it's a deeply disrupted industry. Synthetics has essentially cut the lunch of wool over the last probably 30 years, and I guess the mood of the conference reflected that, with the notable exception of the New Zealand delegation who went over there and actually shot the lights out. It was a story of innovation, of fighting back, of new uses for wool, and, you know, a real sense of energy and purpose. And it was actually something I was really proud to be a part of.
Good. So the rest of the world's given up, but we haven't. Is that what you're saying?
Seemingly, yeah. That, you know, that's probably a strong statement, but I think there's a cohort of New Zealand entrepreneurs over here that are really seeing the potential in this swing back to natural fibres. They're really wanting to, you know, they want to make a quid, but they also want to be seen to be doing something good for the planet. And they're highly motivated, you know, hugely entrepreneurial and really motivated.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I was talking to somebody about it the other day. We all wander around waxing lyrical about saving the planet, but we seem not to think twice about putting hundreds of thousands of plastic bags on our floor and calling it carpet.
Yeah, and that's the message we're getting out. I mean, if you really want to do something for the planet, we've got a solution right here. And it's not just the traditional end uses like carpets. We're now moving into things like acoustics and 3D printing acoustics, actually, up in Autex in Auckland. We're breaking wool down into powders for pigments and dyes. There's all sorts of opportunity there that, you know, we can extract from wool.
Presumably, this processing plant in Napier at $50 million, you don't spend $50 million unless you've got some sort of light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, it is one of those great Kiwi companies, Woolworks, that, you know, just flies totally under the radar. Most of us have never heard of, but actually leads the world. And, you know, it's something we can all be proud of. And actually, it was pretty important symbolically for Hawke's Bay as well, because it was reopening after cyclone flooding damage, and, you know, to have that important signal of a return to normality is, you know, great for morale up here as well.
Fantastic. All right, Mark, we'll stay in touch and go well with the story. Mark Patterson, Associate Agriculture Minister on New Zealand Wool.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.